Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Inez, I-N-E-Z, Fernandez, hyphen, Ventura, V-E-N-T-U-R-A. Inez Fernandez Ventura spoke little English. Apparently she enlisted the help of a family member to help translate over the phone and facilitate the evaluation. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Fernandez was injured at work on 8/17/21 in an unspecified fashion. But she did go to the hospital afterwards and was told she had three fractures in the shoulder. Period. She did undergo surgery for them in September of 2021. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in March of 2022. Period. She is no longer receiving any active care. Period. In paragraph, as per a claim petition, she alleged that while working on 8/17/21, she injured her right arm. Her treatment record shows she was seen in the emergency department on 8/17/21, period. She gave a history that she fell and injured her right elbow. Period, she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period, she did have pain to the right elbow and upper arm and was not on any blood thinners. Period. She was examined and found to have no open fractures or bony abnormalities. Period. There were no battle signs or raccoon eyes noted. Period. She did have x-rays of the right shoulder and humerus that revealed humerus, surgical neck, and greater tuberosity fractures. She was treated and released in an immobilizer. Period. X-rays of the right elbow showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. Ms. Fernandez was seen on 9/8/21 by Dr. McMillan, MC, capital M-I-L-L-A-N, period. He performed open reduction internal fixation of the right proximal humerus with plate fixation. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right shoulder comminuted proximal humerus fracture, period. She followed up with him post-operatively. Additional x-rays were also performed. Period. On 5/5/22, they showed post-operative changes at the right humerus. Period. Fracture fragments were in good position. Period. There were no acute findings. Period. On 6/7/22, Dr. McMillan performed right shoulder manipulation under anesthesia. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right shoulder arthrofibrosis status post open reduction and internal fixation. Period. In paragraph, she once again followed up with Dr. McMillan postoperatively. Period. Scratch that and put this in bold. I just discovered progress notes of Dr. McMillan dating to 8/23/21. Period. She had an injury a few days back. Period. She fell after tripping over a pallet onto the right shoulder. Period. She was diabetic and took metformin as well as insulin. Period. He found abnormal range of motion about the right shoulder with decreased strength. Period. She had positive provocative maneuvers. Period. He noted the x-rays and diagnosed right shoulder comminuted proximal humerus fracture. Period. He then proceeded to the aforementioned surgery on 9/8/21. Period. Dr. McMillan continued to see her through 7/7/22. Period. She was status post manipulation under anesthesia. Period. She is healed radiographically and at this point will continue to work on range of motion. Period. She has showed on multiple occasions for her postoperative visits. Period. They had attempted to contact her without success. Period. Dr. McMillan declared she had reached maximum medical improvement from the standpoint of what he could do for her. Period. He felt she will continue to improve with continued exercise, either in formal therapy or on her own. Period. Physical exam. The petitioner indicated she did not have a new injury at work in January of 2023. Period. She presented with her right arm in a sling. Period. She also had a newly appearing cane with her. Period. Extremities upper. There was healed oblique scarring anteriorly about the right shoulder, measuring 5 inches in length. Period. There was also a C-shaped scar on the left deltoid, measuring 2.5 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 105 degrees, common flexion 115 degrees, common internal rotation 75 degrees, and external rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Independent adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L4 on the right and L3 on the left, both of which are suboptimal. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering and locking. Period. She had generalized mild tender to palpation about the right shoulder. That was non-localizing. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulders. She had positive Hawkins and ear maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower. She remains in her pants, shoes, and stockings, limiting visualization. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with a deliberate gait without her cane. Period. When using her cane, she was more unsteady. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 50 degrees. Period. Extension by lateral rotation and side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She had tenderness about patient at the lumbar sacral junction. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 8/17/21, Inez Fernandez Ventura fell at work, striking her right shoulder. Period. She was seen at the emergency room where x-rays identified a comminuted right proximal humerus fracture, through which she was immobilized and discharged. Period. She quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McMillan on 8/23/21, who treated her conservatively at first. Period. On 9/8/21, he did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed her postoperatively with therapy and x-rays. Period. Nevertheless, she necessitated a second surgical procedure on 6/7/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then was noncompliant and follow up with Dr. McMillan. Period. His last visit with her was on 7/7/22 when he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraphs of current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. There was no weakness. Demanding muscle testing. Period. She had positive near and Hawkins maneuvers, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. She did have full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. There was variable mobility about the lumbar sacral spine. Period. There was generalized tenderness palpation about the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Red distance for the orthopedic residuals of comminuted proximal humerus fracture. Treated surgically, complicated by adhesions and manipulation under anesthesia. Period. And that is the end.